American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 4C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat the dialogue.
Did anything unusual happen on your trip to New York?
No, not really. Nothing strange happened.
You didn't meet anyone interesting?
There was somebody interesting on the plane, but he spoke to no one.
Did you stay anywhere new while you were in the city?
Well, I wanted to stay somewhere special, but I couldn't get reservations.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to groups of sentences and circle the letter of the sentence in the group that has the correct word order. Let's do the example first. Listen. Example. A. I want hot something to drink. B. I want something hot to drink. C. I want something to drink hot. The correct answer is B. Repeat. I want something hot to drink. Now, let's do the exercise.
Number 1. A. Everyone qualified may apply for the job. B. Qualified everyone may apply for the job. C. Everyone may apply qualified for the job. Number 2. A. Did you go exciting anywhere on your vacation? B. Did you exciting go anywhere on your vacation? C. Did you go anywhere exciting on your vacation? Number 3. A. We went special no place this weekend. B. We went no place special this weekend. C. We went no place this weekend special. Number 4. A. Was there anyone new at the meeting tonight? B. Was there new anyone at the meeting tonight? C. Was there anyone at the meeting tonight new?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1. The answer is A. Repeat. Everyone qualified may apply for the job. Number 2. The answer is C. Repeat. Did you go anywhere exciting on your vacation? Number 3. The answer is B. Repeat. We went no place special this weekend. Number 4. The answer is A. Repeat. Was there anyone new at the meeting tonight?
Look at Figure 3. Repeat the sentences. They contain the simple past and past progressive tenses.
Number 1. We opened the window because the wind was blowing. Number 2. Larry was taking a shower when the phone rang. Number 3. While her children were sleeping, Mrs. Smith finished her work. Number 4. The students were listening to the tape when all of a sudden it broke. Number 5. It was 1400 and I was finally eating my lunch. Number 6. Nora took many photographs while she was traveling in Turkey. Number 7. The sergeant was finishing up his homework by the time his roommate came home.
Now look at figure 4. Read the pairs of sentences silently. Then listen to a cue and combine the two sentences using that cue. Let's do the example first. Read the sentences. When? Repeat. The students were taking a test when the supervisor walked in. Let's do the exercise.
Number 1. While. Repeat. Brenda washed the car while Martin was cooking dinner. Number 2. By the time. Repeat. Captain Sadimi was already speaking English by the time he arrived in the United States. Number 3. And. Repeat. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and the children were still making noise at the swimming pool. Number 4. When? Repeat. Rodney was driving 75 miles per hour on the highway when the police officer stopped him. Number 5. While. Repeat. She got a promotion while she was working at the bank. Number 6. By the time. Repeat. The children were sleeping in the back seat by the time we got home.
Look at figure 5. Repeat the dialogues. They contain the adverbs barely, hardly, and scarcely.
Why don't you ask her out to dinner next weekend?
I would feel strange doing that. I barely know her.
I'll have to call my doctor to clarify his instructions.
Why do you need to do that?
I can hardly read his handwriting at all. Joe, why don't you help Johnny with his homework?
I can't. I have scarcely any time to finish my own work. Have we already paid our bills for this month?
Yes, and now there's scarcely any money at all in our bank account.
Linda called in and said she was sick again.
She needs to take better care of herself. She has hardly any sick leave left. Sergeant, could you speak a little louder? I can barely hear you.
I'll try to speak louder.
Look at figure 6. These are the endings to the sentences. You will hear the beginnings of the sentences. Match the correct beginning to its ending. Write the number in the correct blank. Let's do one as an example. Example. Number 1. You'll have to speak louder because... You should have put number 1 next to D. Repeat. You'll have to speak louder because I can hardly hear what you're saying. Let's go on with the exercise.
Number 2. We need to go to the grocery store because... Number 3. I didn't enjoy my German class because... Number 4. I think the major needs glasses since... Number 5. That box must be very heavy because... Number 6. I have to make the print larger because...
Let's check your answers. Since we already did number 1, we'll begin with number 2.
Number 2. The answer is C. Repeat. We need to go to the grocery store because there's scarcely any food in the house. Number 3. The answer is B. Repeat. I didn't enjoy my German class because I could barely understand the teacher. Number 4. The answer is A. Repeat. I think the major needs glasses since he can hardly see the chalkboard. Number 5. The answer is F. Repeat. That box must be very heavy because Sergeant Rosas can barely lift it. Number 6. The answer is E. Repeat. I have to make the print larger because I can scarcely read the information.
Look at Figure 7. Listen and repeat this dialogue about a trip.
How was your trip?
It was very enjoyable.
Where did you go?
We went to San Diego, California.
What did you see?
We saw the zoo and the islands and went to the beach.
Where did you stay?
In the Lexington Hotel.
Did your family go too?
Just my wife. The kids were at my mother's.
How long did you stay?
10 days, but we wish we could have stayed longer.
Look at the dialogue again. This time, you take the part of A and ask the questions. Begin.
It was very enjoyable. We went to San Diego, California. We saw the zoo and the islands and went to the beach. In the Lexington Hotel. Just my wife. The kids were at my mother's. 10 days, but we wish we could have stayed longer.
Look at the same dialogue. This time, take the part of B and answer the questions.
How was your trip? Where did you go? What did you see? Where did you stay? Did your family go too? How long did you stay?
Look at Figure 8. You will hear questions about a trip. Select the best answer for the question. Let's do the example. Example, did you have a good time? You should have answered B. Repeat, I had a wonderful time. Now, let's do the exercise.
Number 1. How was your trip? Number 2. Where did you go? Number 3. How did you get there? Number 4. Where did you stay? Number 5. What did you see? Number 6. How long did you stay? Number 7. Did your family go too? Number 8. When did you get back?
Let's check our answers.
Number 1. How was your trip? The answer is C. Repeat. It was a lot of fun. Number 2. Where did you go? The answer is B. Repeat. We went to New York. Number 3. How did you get there? The answer is A. Repeat. We drove there. Number 4. Where did you stay? The answer is C. Repeat. I stayed with my family. Number 5. What did you see? The answer is B. Repeat. I saw many interesting sights. Number 6. How long did you stay? The answer is C. Repeat. I stayed 3 weeks. Number 7. Did your family go too? The answer is B. Repeat. No, I went alone. Number 8. When did you get back? The answer is A. Repeat. I returned last night.
This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 26.